Today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Ches. We are holding on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of the page. Darsh Rav Mnuna. So Rav Mnuna darshan as follows: Harob Bavel Arashav. If someone sees the wicked empire of Bavel, Sarach Levari Chamish Brachos. He has to make 5 brachos. Rav Bavel Omer Baruch Shechru of Bavel Arashav. If he sees Bavel, he has to make the bracha that Baruch Baruch Hu destroyed Bavel. Rav If he sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, Amar Baruch Sheachrav Beisol Shel Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for destroying Nebuchadnezzar's house. Ra Gov Shel Arayos Hukif Shaneish Omer Baruch Sheas Nisa Navaseinu B'Makom Hazeh. He has to make a bracha because Nisim happened in that place. He makes a bracha for the Nisim that happened. The Hukif Shaneish is Hanani Mishal Vazaria happened, and the Gov Shel Arayos is Daniel B'Gov Arayos. Ra Markulus Omer Baruch Shnas Ner Chapayim Lo Over Ritzono. If he sees Markulus, he makes a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has erech apayim for those who violate his will. Ra makom shenotim menu afar omer baruch omer osa gozer mekayim. So that's a little cryptic. He sees a place where they take afar from. So what's that about? Rashi writes, makom yesh bebavel she'ein behim yotze misham im ein nosim lov afar me afar makom. There's a certain place in Bavel that no animal would leave there until you take a little dirt from the ground and you put it on the animal. V'usimun hashmad meklal social Bavel. It's a simon of the destruction and the curse of Bavel that the animals won't leave this place. So you make a bracha, Baruch Osa Gozer Mekayim, Baruch Omer V'Yosa Gozer Mekayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does what he says he's going to do. Rava Kevachazi Chamri Deshak Liafra Tarflu Yadal Gabayhu Vamaruhutu Tzadik Mavarusa Demaraychu. When he saw the donkeys that had to take dirt from that place, he would smack them on the back, the animals, and he would say, "Run, Sadiqim, to go do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Marbarei, or the will of your master." Marbarei de Ravina, ki avamati lebavel avashakel afra besudrei v'shadi lebral lekayim mashnem v'tatzeim v'tatei hashmad. He would take some dirt in his turban, and he would throw it outside to be thrown behind him to be mekayim what the pasuk says v'tatzeim v'tatei hashmad. Amar Rav Ashi, I know hadar Rav Mnuna l'shmili. Rav Ashi says, I never heard of this statement of Rav Mnuna about all these brachos el midatay brich. On my own, I knew to make all these brachos without even ever hearing about Rav Hamnuna's teaching. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Tapanun Chasam Lalev. Niskal leBavel, niskal leShchinaha. When Bavel is cursed, its neighbors are cursed as well. It's part of Oy leRasha, Oy leShchina. Rashi points out niskal leShomron, nisparchu Shchinaha. But when Shomron is cursed, the neighbors are blessed. Niskal leBavel, niskal leShchinaha. Dichsiv Hashem Tiel leMorish Kapud veAgmei Mayim. That it will be in a state of wild birds, va'agmei mayim. So Morish is going to be is going to have all these wild birds in agmei mayim because it's nearby Bavel. Neskal shomron, nesparchu shechena adchsev, v'samti shomron la'ay hasada l'matay kerem. That the shomron is going to be a heap. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be nothing. But the surrounding area is going to be planted with vineyards. So you see that. That the neighboring areas are blessed. V'amar Rav Mnuna, Haro Uchlusa Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim. If someone sees a large throng of Jewish people, Achel Shishim Riba Rashi says 600,000 Jewish people, you make a bracha Baruch Chacham Arazim. Uchlusa of the Chavim Omer Busha Imachem. If you see Uchlusa of the Chavim, you say Busha Imachem. Busha Imachem. That your mother should be embarrassed. Tan Rabban Haro. Someone sees a humongous, a large group of Jewish people, says Baruch Achmarazim. Why? She'ain daitem dom zelazeh v'ain partzufeyem dom zelazeh. Because no two people are exactly the same. This is part of, like the Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daflam Zayin Amanalf, tells us, Shalom k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toveh kol adam b'chosamo. Meaning basar v'dam, when he makes a coin, he makes a bunch of identical coins. He uses, makes a matbeya, all of them look the same. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toveh kol adam. With chosama shel adam rishon, he uses the same signet to make to make every coin the chosama of adam rishon. But nevertheless, ein echad dom el chaveru. No two are the same. That ein kishem shein partzufein dom zel zeh kach ein dom deosein dom zel zeh. Just like our faces don't look the same, so too the deos of the different people don't look the same. So that's why when you see see so many different people, you're actually seeing major difference. You're not seeing many of the same. You're seeing things that are very different from each other. Meretz Chayes points out that in the Medrash and Parshas Pinchas and Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos, the way this halacha is recorded is a little different. It says Imra Uchlasei Shel Bnei Adam Omer Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Arazim Kshem Shein Partzufin Dom Zelza Kachin Deyosein Shavin Zelza, quotes that line that the Gemara Sanhedrin says. It's just like our Partzufin and not, I mean, that this Gemara says also that just like our partsufin are not like each other, so too our deos are not like each other. But the point is, over there in that medrash, it doesn't say bnei Yisrael; it says uchlusi shel bnei Adam. And the truth is, the reason being given shouldn't be, there shouldn't be a chilik between bnei Yisrael and non bnei Yisrael. The reason is that we're all different, and that's true of all mankind, of all humanity, that we're all different from each other. So the Maariv Chayes points out, it seems that that girsa seems to be more readily understood than our gear, so that it relates dafka to Uchlusei Israel. Ben Zoma ra Uchlusei al gav malabar abayis. Ben Zoma saw a huge group of people from an elevated area in the Harabayis. Amar baruch hacham arazim. So he made this bracha, baruch hacham arazim, baruch shabaruch kol elu l'shem sheni. And made a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu created all these people just to be meshamish me, he says. So because of Talmud Chacham, he doesn't mean him personally, means as a Talmud Chacham, that all these people do all the work, they do the Harisha and the Zriya, and he finds everything mucha and everything ready. That relates back to the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara said that when we do the Ritzon Hashem Makom, Kodesh Baruch Hu will see to it that our Melachta Nasa Lidei Acherim, that all our work will be done by other people, and we'll have everything we need. Hu Haya Omer, Kami Yigios Yaga Adam Rishon, Atcha Matzapas Lechel. Ben Zomi used to say, look how much work Adam Rishon had to do just to find bread. Charash, Vizara, Vekatar, Va'amar, Vedash, Vizara, Bar, Vetachim, Vehirkin, Velash, Va'afa. The entire Sidur of the Pas, the first 11 Melachas of Shabbos, he had to do in order to be able to find bread. Va'acharka Chachal, then he was able to eat. Va'ani Mashka Mumotzi Kalel Musukar Lefanai. You know how I find bread? I go to the store and there's bread. It's unbelievable. I find everything already all prepared. I don't have to do any of these things. The Kami Yigios, Yaga Adam Rishon, Nachamata Beg Lilbosh. How much effort did Adam Rishon have to put in before he found a beged to wear? Gazas, Velovan, Venafats, Vitava, Viarag. Again, all of the malachas to prepare begadim. Vacharkach, Matza Beg Lilbosh. And then finally he had a beged. Vani Mashkim, Motzikal El Musukan Lufanai. And I find begadim. I go to the store and I buy a suit and my beged is there. So I find everything that I need. Call Umnios, it changes to on the side. Shoktos Vos the Pesach Besi. Vani Mashku Motze Kalel Fanai. All these different people who have different jobs come to my house to get Parnasa and to get business, because he was a very rich man, Rashi says. And I find everything already mucha, and I find everything already set for me. Hu Haya Omer, Areach Tov Ma'u Omer. So he used to say, and some used to say, what does a good guest say? Kamet Yerchos Tarach Balabayis Bishvili. A good guest should appreciate everything the Balabayis did for him. Kama Basar Evi Lefanai, how much meat he brought for me. Kama Yayin Evi Lefanai, how much wine. Kama Gliskos Evi Lefanai, how many delicious baked goods. And he did this all for me. What a nice thing that the Balabais did this all for me. What does a bad guest say? Matareach Tarach Balabais Zeh. Pasachas achalti, chaticha achas achalti, kosachas shesisi, kol tarech shetarach balabayizah, lo tarech al b'shelishto banav. How much did I eat already? I ate one portion. He's got to feed his family anyway. So all the tirach, everything, all the work that he put in, he did only for his family anyway. So that's the difference between a reach tov and a reach ra. It's the balabayiz could say, yeah, it was nothing. It didn't, you know, don't worry, I was doing it anyway. I was making for my family. The oreach should never say that. The oreach should always appreciate all the benefit that he got, as if every last thing was made for him. Where is the truth? Which one is actually true? Probably somewhere in between. You know, he's going to have to feed his family anyway, but still, when you have guests, people tend to cook a little bit more, and they cook a little more lavishly. Al areach tov ma'u omer. What does a person say about, what do we say about someone who's an areach tov? So the pasuk says, Zachor ki tashki fa'alo asher sharu anashim. Al areach ra ksiv, l'chein yiru anashim, that people will fear an areach ra. V'ish b'mei shal zakein ba ba'anashim. The man in the Yimei Shaul was getting old and he was Baba Anashim. Amar Rav Vitem Razvid Vitem Rav Oshaya. Who is this? Ze Yishai Avi David. This is a reference to Yishai, David's father, who was one of the four people who never sinned, right? It was Yishai. It was, I don't even remember who they were already. One of David's children, right? I forgot which one. Kilav. And it was Binyamin. And I'm forgetting an Amram, I think, with the four that never sinned. So Yisha Avi David, she yatzu b'l'chlosa v'nichnas b'l'chlosa. He would go out and come back, and he would travel around with tremendous groups of people. V'darsh b'l'chlosa, and he would darshin to tremendous groups of people. Amru l'nekatinu nein l'chlosa b'bavel. There's no chlosa in Bavel. You don't have these huge groups of people in Bavel. Tana ein l'chlosa b'chlosa m'shishim ribo. It has to be 600,000 people in order to qualify as l'chlosa. So when do you ever have 600,000 Jews together? That I don't know if we ever had. At a Levaya, maybe. At a Shlomo Zalman's Levaya, Ramesh's Levaya, something like that. There were about 10 lines into the wide lines of Nun Chesem and Aleph, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, the last one line is Baruch, Tan Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan. Haro Chachme Yisrael. If a person sees Chachme Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shechalach Mechachmasa Li Reyev. He should make a Baruch that Rosh Baruch is Chalach Mechachmasa Li Reyev. Chachme of the Kachavim, Omer. If he sees Chachme of the Kachavim, he should say Baruch Shenasa. That Hashem is Nasan Mechachmasa to his Brios. So there's obviously some sort of difference between Chalak and Nasan. Chalak implies more that you're taking piece of God's wisdom. So Chachmei Yisrael, people are Chachmei HaTorah, see, it's the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas Chachmei of the Chavim, it's a wisdom that's less associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he was no sane as opposed to Chalak from his own. Harom Malchei Yisrael, if someone sees it's a question whether you should make that bracha nowadays. Rav Shachter said that after the summer, after summer vacation, when he was in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he said we used to all make the bracha when we saw Rav Soloveitchik again, after not having seen him over summer vacation. I don't know, I never heard any other Talmud of the Rav say that they used to all make the bracha, but apparently Rav Shechter used to make the bracha that every time he saw it. He thought that that Bizman Hazeh, if there are people that are recognized as great Talmud Chachamim and you haven't seen them in 30 days, you should make the bracha. He told his son to make the bracha when he saw Rav Asher Weiss, when he visited America a while ago. Harom Malchei Yisrael Omer, Baruch Shechalach Nikvod Eli Reyev. If someone sees Malchei Yisrael, a king, he should say Baruch Shechalach Nikvod Eli Reyev. Malchei of the Kachavim Omer, Baruch Shenasa Mikvod Eli Briyosav. If he sees Malchei of the Kachavim, he should make the bracha that Hashem is no sane, again the chilek and the lashon, from his kavod to creatures. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the old Mishad Lod and Lord, Likros Malchei Yisrael, Lod Likros Malchei Yisrael Bulvad, person should always make an effort if he has an opportunity to go see a king, not only a Jewish king, even a non-Jewish king. That one day he's going to be zocha to see the difference between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph makes no distinction between the text of the bracha shechalak mikvado and shenasa mikvado. But Beis Yosef in Reish Chav Dalet gives two explanations for why we have a difference. First, he says Jewish neshamos are considered to be cut out from the kisei covered itself, and are therefore considered to be ki'ilu, a small piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gentile souls, on the other hand, come from a place more distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from the kisei covered. So when we speak of an honor given to Jewish people, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has split chalak mikvado from himself. When speaking of an honor given to non-Jews, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nasan, he's given them honor from some other place. Second, the Beis Yosef explains in the name of the Abu Draham that Shenasan connotes a single gift that's given and doesn't change. Shechalak, on the other hand, is a more organic, constantly growing gift that could expand or diminish based on the zchus of the recipient. So that's the way Torah is. Depends on the clay kibble that the person is, the amount of Yerushalayim the person has. So the Torah could be appreciated a lot more if he has more Yerushalayim and a lot less if he has less Yerushalayim. So that's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Abu Draham. Now, there's a major discussion in Poskim. What kind of leader do you make such a bracha? And you make such a bracha, for instance, when you see a president. My uncle has met every president, I think, since, I don't even remember, Nixon, maybe. So he has pictures in his basement of himself with all the presidents. So I asked him, did you ever make a bracha on the presidents? He said, no. And he said, he asked the Shaili, he was told not to, that you don't make a bracha on a president. Others I do know do make a bracha when they meet the president of the United States. So what's the issue? So the Radvaz and Tshuva, Chelkalev, Simon Reish, Tzadivav, and the Orchus Chaim, and Orchus Brach, Simon Memtes, say that only someone has the ability to execute or pardon from execution is considered to have enough power to make a bracha. So Rav Avadya and Yechav Das Chiluk Beis and Chav Ches approves of this shita, and he thinks that it's only someone who could execute. So the Chara president, you would not make a bracha on because he can't execute. On the other hand, Rav Sturmbach in Chuvas Van Hagas Chiluk Beis and Kuf Lamites says no. The obligation to make a bracha is not on the power of the king; it's on the kavod shown to the king. Meaning that's the whole point. That you can see the difference between the kavod we show to this king and the kavod we're going to show to the. In the kavod we're going to show to the Melech HaMashiach. So whoever is shown the kind of kavod that you show to the most powerful person in the country, so that's where you would make the bracha. So the nafkamina would be, if the obligation is generated by an official as the power to pardon a death row criminal, maybe the bracha should be recited on the President of the United States, because he has the, or even the governor of a state, because they have the ability to pardon. They don't have the ability to execute, but to pardon from execution. And Rav Avadya says that you do make the bracha on the President, because the ability to pardon is enough. If, however, the criteria is that they have to be shown the honor reserved for royalty, so then yesh ladun about a president. There's what to argue about a president. Is that he's the most powerful man in the world, but is he shown the honor that we show to royalty? We elect him out of office. We criticize him in the newspaper. We do so. It may not be the same kavod. What about a monarch in modern day England, let's say? So if the bracha is generated by the honor, then there would be no doubt that you'd make such a bracha with the palace and the guard and the whole. It's an unbelievable show of kavod, but if it's about actual power, there is no actual power. So then maybe you wouldn't make a bracha. There's also a fascinating discussion: would you make the bracha on a female monarch, meaning the Queen of England? Do you make a bracha? So Shar Mitzvah Balacha Chelak Aleph Siman Samach. He quotes a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph that says that you're not allowed to be mistakel at a woman's beauty, even at a kala if you're just trying to be mechaviv her al baila. So the Shar Mitzvah Balacha suggests that maybe you shouldn't make a bracha on the queen, because in order to make a bracha you have to see her, and you're not allowed to see the queen, so how could you possibly make a bracha? So the truth is, that's a rather radical opinion, and there are two reasons why that's probably not so widely accepted. First of all, there is no issur to see a woman. There's an issur to be mistakel at a woman, and an issur to gaze and to be nene from her beauty. You're allowed to see a woman, so you see the Queen of England, as long as you're not mistakel and gazing at her beauty and getting hana from gazing at her, then there's no problem with seeing a queen. The Gemara says that a person that chasna is supposed to say that she's a kalana v'chasuda, even if it's not true. How could you possibly ascertain whether it's true or not if you didn't see her? So the Gemara has a discussion whether you say kalana v'chasuda. Beis Shammai says only if she actually is beautiful. You say kala nevach chasuda. If she's not, you say kala kamashihi. She's a kala. She's okay. But if Beis Hillel says no, no matter what, you always say kala nevach chasuda. How would you even know if you're not allowed to look? Obviously, you're allowed to look at a woman, and you're not allowed to gaze at a woman. And that point is made in many many poskim. The Ber Moshe and Chelik Beis Hillel test discusses this issue, and his brother the B'tzala Chachma Chelik Beis Hillel test both point out that you're allowed to see a woman, just not allowed to be mistakel at a woman. And second of all, it would see that women are chayiv in this bracha also. So a woman is allowed to look at another, even l'shitaso, a woman is allowed to look at another woman, so she can make a bracha. So the bracha is still shaykh for a queen, for a woman to make the bracha on a queen. Rav Sturmbach suggests that another reason maybe not to make on a female monarch, and he says that because we know Chazal tell us som tas melech 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 v'lo malka. So since we have a rule that we don't recognize the idea of a female monarch, so maybe we won't recognize it for the Umos Ha'olam either. So one could argue, no, the whole point is to see the difference between the Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umos Ha'olam. And that's one of the differences, is that we don't have a queen. They do have a queen. Also, the Menachas Chinuch does raise the possibility that even within our system, a woman can become a queen if she som tas melech melech v'malcha. Menachas Chinuch raises the possibility that it's only a din in Sima, that we're not allowed to appoint a queen. But let's say a king dies and he only has one daughter, so Menachas Chinuch raises the possibility that maybe she does become king, she does become queen, even though she is a female. There's also a discussion if you see a king in commoner's clothing, you don't see him in the context of all the kavod or something like that. You see the president on his President Bush was always on his ranch, right? You see him on his ranch in his jeans and his. So is that, do you still make the bracha in that context, or it's only in the context of the royalty? There's also a discussion about seeing a king on television. If one were to assume that the bracha should be recited upon seeing the president, so what about every night you watch nightly news? So you make the bracha every single night. So Vadya Yosef compares seeing a king on television to the halacha that you don't say Kiddush Levana when you see the moon in a mirror. The Gemara says Rashana Chavdalim Beis, and he says the reason for that halacha is that witnessing a mere reflection of something is not considered to be seeing the item itself. So seeing the president or a king on television would not cause an obligation for a bracha. Someone told me when I was in Shari Tefillah about 10 years ago that in the Telzer Yeshiva in the 1950s, when the Queen of England was inaugurated, they brought a television into the yeshiva so that the boys can watch the ceremony and recite a bracha. That so number one, pretty cool they brought a TV into Telz, and number two, that they made a bracha. They made a bracha even though it was only on television. I said, was it B'Shem Malchus? He didn't remember, but he was learning in Telz at the time. And this fellow was learning in Telz at the time, told me that that's what they did. Okay, Rav Shesha Saginar have a backlog. Rav Shesha Saginar have a Kazli who was blind. Have a Kazli Kuli Alma Lekuli Api Malka. Everyone's going to greet the king. V'Kamazel Badayu, when he went to go greet with them. Rav Shesha Sashkeu Tzduki, a certain Tzduki saw Rav Sheshes. Amle Chatzvil. He says, when you have pitchers that aren't broken, you bring them down to the river to fill them up. Kigani laya. But what are you going to do with broken pitchers? Meaning, why are you coming here? You're broken. You're not going to be able to see the king anyway. So Amalei Tachazi Diadan Tzveminach. He says, you'll see, I'm going to be able to know more than you when the king is coming. Cholav Gunda Kamaisa. So the first legion of troops came by. Kika Avsha, when it got very noisy, Amalei Utsduki Asamalka. So the Tzduki said, oh, I hear all this noise. The king must be coming. Amalei Rav Sheshes Lokasi. He said, no, he's not coming. Cholav Gunda Tinyana. Second group came. Kika Avsha got noisy again. Amalei Utsduki. Hashtokasi. Malka, the king is coming. Amalev Shesha Slo Kasi Malka, the king's not coming. Chalav Tlisai, a third group came by. Kika Shaska, then when there was a silence, a hush that fell over the crowd, Amalev Shesha, Vadei Hashta Asi Malka, now the king is coming. Amalev Tzuki, Minalachar, Tzuki said, how did you know? Amalev, the Malchus Dar, Ken Malchus the Rukia, because the Malchus down here is similar to the Malchus up in Shemaim. The Chsiv Tseva Mad Bahar Lefne Hashem, Vine Hashem Over, Hashem is passing by, Vurach Gadol, Lev Chazak, Vifari Karim, Mashaber Slam, this massive wind that breaks mountains. Lefnei Hashem, lo beruach Hashem, va'achar ruach ra'ash, lo beraash Hashem, va'achar ra'ash eish, lo be'eish Hashem. You have all of these impressive things and loud things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in any of that. Va'achar eish, kol dama madaka. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in the kol dama madaka, in the silence. So the Malchus Dara is the same way. And it's true when you see, when the president walks into the room, you don't hear loud cheering. There's a hush. Everyone's, respectful. Everyone, a hush falls over the crowd when someone respectful comes by. Kiyasa Malka Pasuk Rav Sheshes to come Varichle. When the king came, Rav Sheshes made a bracha. So apparently you see, Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Reish Chav Dalet, Sivkat Vav, you see that even a Suma makes a bracha upon seeing a king, even though he doesn't see the king, but he experiences the kavod being given to the king, that's enough to make a bracha. Amalei Utsduki, the mantel of Chazas, they come varachas. So the Tzuki said, so you're going to make a bracha, someone you don't even see? Umay Havei Leda Utsduki, what happened with that Tzuki? Ikadami Chavroi Kachlin Le'ene, some say that they put chol in his eyes, they put some sort of dye in his eyes that blinded him. Vikadami Rav Sheshes Nasanin above Nasagal Shalatzamos. And some say Rav Sheshes gave him a glance that turned him into a Gal Shalatzamos. He gave him an ayin hara, turned him into a pile of bones. Rav Shilin, so the Tzduki got his just for making fun of Rav Sheshes for being blind. Rav Shilin Nagde Lehu Gavra de Baal Mitzris. Rav Shilin gave Malkus to a man who was Baal, a Mitzri woman. Azalachal Be Kurtzi Be Malka. And then he went they told on him to the king. Amr Ikechad Gavra Biyudai the Kadayin Dina below Hermana de Malka. And they said, you should know there's a man who's judging cases without being authorized to do so. There's this Jew that's going and judging people without being authorized to do so. Shadra Le Pristaka. So they arrested him. Kiyasa Amri Le My Time in Agdasi Lahai. So they brought him into the king and they said, why did you give this guy Malkus? Amlu de Baal Chamrasa, he said the man slept with a donkey. He did this horrible, heinous act of bestiality. Now, he had, in fact, slept with a Mitzri woman. So Amalei Islach Sadi says, do you have any witnesses to this fact that he slept with a donkey? Amalu In, he says, in fact, I do. Asa Eliyahu Adamele Ki'inish Va'asid. Eliyahu Navi came, dressed up like a man, and was made against this guy. Amalei Ihachi Barkataluhu. So they said to Rav Shila, you shouldn't have given him Malkus. He's Chayv Misa. You should have killed this guy. We, from the day we have been exiled from our land, we don't have a rishus anymore to give anyone misa. Right? We don't have smicha anymore, so we lost the ability to give anyone misa. Atun, you do whatever you want with him. So when they were being ma'ayin in the dinner, Rav Shila said, he read the whole pasuk. They said, what are you saying? He says, you know, I was just blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made the Malchus in down here similar to the Malchus in Shemayim, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim, it's so amazing that you guys, you the king, is such a Rachman also. Said, wow, we're so beloved, our Malchus is so beloved that he compares it to the Malchus of Shemayim. So they gave him a rod and they said, you can go be done. And he's saying, you showed such rachmanis to me by letting me off the hook. So he gave him a rod, which was a sign of the ability to be done his own din. So when he got off the hook, the guy who told on him said, I don't understand. Why does God make miracles for liars? You lied. The guy slept with a Mitzri woman. The guy didn't sleep with a donkey. Amrle Rasha lav chamri yikru. Isn't a Mitzri woman compared to a donkey? Dechsiv asher basar chamor and besaram. Pasuk says that their flesh is like the flesh of a chamor. Rabbeinu Tam takes this literally alach lemaisa in a couple of places in Shas. If a woman cheats on her husband with a non-Jew, so he says zir masusim zir masam. He holds that she does not become a surah lebawal, that if that non-Jew then converts, she can marry that non-Jew, because it's considered that she didn't cheat on her husband with another human being. So that's a halachic application in this pasuk. But over here, that's a machlokas in the Bali Atosis, whether that's true. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Ksuvah, Sanhedrin, other places. But over here, the context is just to say that it wasn't a lie. Chazit kazal lememlu dekarinu chamri. So then he saw that this guy was about to run right back to the king and say, you know, he just called you donkeys. He called all you and your wives and everybody, all gayim donkeys. Amar hai rodefu. So he said, uh-oh, this guy's a rodef. Torah tells us what we do with the rodef. If someone is going to come kill you, you got to kill him first. So machi b'kufa v'katle. So he whacked him and he with the makel, with the stick that they had given him to judge, he whacked the guy over the head and he killed him. So Amar hol v'savili nisa b'hai kra. So he said, since a miracle was done for me with this pasuk, meaning he got to say this pasuk, and this pasuk is what got him the rod, the chasham agdul v'agvura, that's what got him the rod, and that rod is what saved him. So he said, this great miracle happened to me with this pasuk, so I'm going to show respect to this pasuk by darshaning it. So he's going to say a drasha. L'chasham agdula zu maisa breishas. What's the gedula v'akarash baruch hu? It's maisa breishas. V'cheinu amar asa gedolos arein cheker. V'agvura zu yitzias mitzrayim. Agvura refers to yitzias mitzrayim. Shem v'ayis hal se'ar hagedola. That's the sun and the moon that stood in place for Yeshua. What's Netzach? Zuma Palasa Shel Romi. That's the downfall of Rome. That's the Milchama of the Nachle Arnon. That we learned about already. Remember Esvei Besufa? We said were the names of two Mitzorayim that were in the back of the camp that got to see how the blood was coming out from the mountains, because the people were lying in ambush waiting to attack the Jewish people, then the Arun flattened the mountains. So that's the Milcham of Nachle Arnon. Kikalba Shemayim Va'aretz Zu Milcham of Sisra. That's referring to the Milcham of Sisra, which we just brought to mind on Rosh Hashanah with the 100 kolos. Shemayim Minashemayim Nilchum HaKochav Mimsilosam L'cha Hashem HaMlacha Zu Milcham of Samalik. That's a reference to Milcham of Samalik. V'chein Omer Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. So V'amisnasei Zu Milcham of Gogumago. Misnasei is a reference to Milchamas Gogumah. Why is L'chashem HaMlacha Milchamas HaMalik? Because we say that the Malchus of Shemayim is not complete until Amalek is destroyed. We can't have full Malchus until Amalek is destroyed. That's why the Yad Al Keis Ka, the Kisei, is not Shalim. It's Keis. Kisei is not Shalim. The Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Shalim until we destroy Amalek. Amalek, that's why it's critical part of the process of Geula, when we're going to have Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema again, we're going to have the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its full glory again. Part of the process is that we have to get back Eretz Yisrael with the Jewish government, with being Mamela Melech. But then, second part of the process is Lahakra Zara Shal Amalek, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in Daf Chaf. And then third part of the process is to live in Oslam Beis HaBechira. Then we could have the Ashras HaShechina in its entirety, only once we're actually Machrez Arash HaLamalek. V'amisnase, zu Melchemes Gog u'Magog. That's reference to the Melchemes Gog u'Magog we're going to read about over Yantif in the Haftarah. V'cheinu Omer, hinini alecha Gog nasi Rosh Meshach v'sovel. So anyone who's in charge of anything, even the guy who's in charge of digging holes in the ground to fill them with water, digging boros, is appointed to his position min hashamayim. They have a different drasha, zukrias yamsuf. That's from zukrias yamsuf. Vagvura zumakas pecharos. That's makas pecharos. Vatiferes zumatan Torah. The Torah is called Tiferes. That's why Yaakov's Midah, the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, is Tiferes, and Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is Emes. He's teaching Emes to Yaakov. Emes is Torah. Vanetzach zu Yerushalayim. Yaakov's Dish Tam Yoshevolim represents Torah. Vanetzach zu Yerushalayim. Netzach refers to Yerushalayim. Vahod zu Beis HaMikdash. And Hod, the splendor, the glory, is Beis HaMikdash. Tan Rabbana, Nilchas and Beis. Harah Bate Yisrael be Yeshuvan. Someone sees Bate Yisrael being settled. Omer Baruch Meitzav Gvul Almana. He makes a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes the boundaries of an Almana, meaning in the Yishuv Bayis Sheni. But Chorbanan, when he sees things in there, when they're destroyed, Omer Baruch Dayna Emes. He should make a bracha Dayna Emes. Bate Ovdei Kochavim, when he sees the house of Ovdei Kochavim, be Yeshuvan Omer, Beis Kayim Yisach Hashem. But Chorbanan Omer, Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sophia. Ulav Rav Chista v'Kaazli Boruch Hu. Ulav and Rav Chista were traveling once. Kimatu apischa debei Rav Chana bar Chanilai, Nagad Rav Chista v'Isnach. So when they got to the doorway of Rav Chana bar Chanilai, so Rav Chista like groaned and sighed, like, oi. So Amar Lei Ula, Amai Komis Nachas. He says, why are you groaning? V'amrav, Anachas Shoveres Chati Gufa Shel Adam. Don't you know that groaning can break half a person's body? So it's not good for you to groan like that. Shnemar Vata Ben Adam, Ha'anach B'Shiver Masnaim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Kol Gufa Shel Adam. Rabbi Yochanan says, not half a person's body. Groaning can break down, if you're always complaining and fetching, it could break you down entirely. Shnemar Vayu Ki Yomrei Lech Al Ma'ata Ne'enach, V'amart Al Shmua Ki Vav Namas Kaleid. Right, a person is stressed, and it breaks him, it hurts him, makes him die young. A person has a Simchas HaChaim with a little bit less stress. There were studies done on this of people who grew up in towns where there's a significantly less stress, where there isn't there's no rat race to make more money and to be richer than the next guy. And people are they live longer. Amalei Hechilo Esnach. He said, but how could I not groan? Beisadav beishis nafiasa b'mama beishis nafiasa b'lele va'afil lechol mandatzarak v'lo shakul yadam in kisa. That a person, a house that was, they used to give so much, they used to make all the stuff for anybody who needed it, and they would never pull his hand out of his wallet. He was always giving to people. To suffer Dilmas Yani Bartovim, and he always leave his hand in his pocket or in his wallet because he was always afraid maybe an Ani who comes from a strong background, from a background of a wealthy family, is going to come. Vadamatale the Kisa Kamaksif, and the second I the amount of time that it takes to go to pull my hand in my wallet, he's going to become embarrassed, and I don't want to embarrass him. I want to be able to give him without having him have to suffer the indignity of having to wait for the check. That's the greatest one of the indignities suffered by people who come to collect tzedakah, is the amount of time they have to sit there waiting. It's a very embarrassing moment. It's an awkward silence. It's an awkward few moments. So he used to keep his hand in his pocket so that he could give it to them right away as quickly as possible. And then it's just pleasantries and brachos. You should be matzliach. Oh, thank you so much. You should have, right? Then it's less embarrassing. And his door was open on four sides in the four directions of the world. The Koldava Ayil Kafin Nafakisava. Anyone who would come in hungry to this house would come out satiated. And during years of famine, they used to throw out wheat and barley and all sorts of food to anyone who was waiting outside the house. And the reason they would do that is in case anyone was embarrassed to take it during the daytime, they would take it during the nighttime. So when it was dark and no one would see. And Hashem Nafil Betel Velo Esnach, and now it's in a heap. And it's fallen in a heap, this amazing house that did so much chesed. How could I not groan? How could I not cry over such a thing? Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So he tried to make him, give him a little sense of nechama. So he said, Yishnor, Rabbi Yochanan said, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Nigzar Gzera Al Batein Shal Tzadikim Sheyachrevu, that from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, a Gzera was made that the houses of Tzadikim are going to be destroyed. Shnor, Bazni Hashem Tzvakos, Im Lo Batim Rabim, Neshama Yu Gedol V'tov Mein Yoshev. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Asar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachzir Al Yishuvan. Rabbi Yochanan also taught that one day they're going to be brought back to the Yishuv, they're going to be brought back to be settled again. Shemar Shem also David about Kham Hashem Kaharzion, that the both Kham Hashem are Keharzion, Maharzion, Asakrush Barkulak Zero Yeshuvo, just like the house of Tzion is going to one day be rebuilt, Af Batain Shal Tzadikim Asakrush Barkulak Zero Yeshuvan. So to the house of Tzadikim is going to one day be rebuilt. They're going to come back to their former power. So that's how he tried to comfort him. So it sounds very similar to the Nechama about the Khorban itself that you have at the end of the Gemara Makos when Rabbi Akiva was all upset about Rabbi Kiva was laughing rather about the fox that was on the Makom HaMikdash, and he said that the Nechama is that just like this prophecy was fulfilled of destruction, so the prophecy of being rebuilt is also going to be fulfilled. Over here also he says, yeah, that just like this prophecy of when there's a Chorban HaBayis, that the bottom of Tzadikim are going to be destroyed, so too the other part is also going to be fulfilled, that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you have this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our houses to be greater than his house. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was when he built his palace with the Yamshel Shlomo and the whole thing. So there was, that was one of the critiques of building his own palace before the bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Beis HaMikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his house in place before we worry about our house. That's why there's a halacha that the tallest building in the community, if you're able to build and zoning laws allow, should be the shul. It should be taller than any of the house. It should be the makom gavah, the highest area in the city, because the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be taken care of before our own houses. So Chazi Delo Miyashiv Daite. So he saw that he wasn't calming him down. It didn't work. Amalei Dayo Levitchei Karabu. He said this idea, the Evit should be no greater than the Rav. The master, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have his house. Why should the Tzaddikim have their houses? Tan Rabban Haro Kivrei Yisrael. Someone sees a kever. Omer Baruch Hashem Yatzar Eschem Bedin V'zan Eschem Bedin. It's not just Halacha for another. Anyone who sees a kever. V'kilkel Eschem Bedin V'asav Eschem Bedin V'asav Lakim Chem Bedin. Marbreid Ravina Messiah B'mishmeid Rav Nachman V'yodea Mispar Kulchem V'asav Da'achiyoschem L'kayim Eschem Baruch Mechaya Mesim. So he added off that, he added on that extension to the bracha. Kivrei of the Chavim Omer Bushay Machem. But Kivrei of the Chavim, he says different. He says the pasuk we said before. Amar B'shur Ben Levi Haroes Chaveru Lach. Someone hasn't seen his friend in 30 days, and then he sees him. Omer Baruch Shachyar Mekimyanu V'Giyanu V'Zman Hazeh. He should make a Shachyar over the simcha of seeing him. L'achri Yud Beis Chodesh Omer, if he hasn't seen him in 12 months, he should say, Baruch Mechaye HaMesim. He should make a bracha Mechaye HaMesim. Major discussion in the poskim whether we should still say these brachas B'Shem U'Malchus B'Zman Hazeh. The Torah quotes, there's a different discussion. There's a Rav Vadya has a couple of tshuvas in a row, and Chelik Dalet Siman Tazayin and Chavadas. First about the bracha we said in Omer Aleph about Baruch Chacham Arazim, and you see a Chacham, but then it's Siman Yud Zayin about this bracha, about seeing someone that you haven't seen in a long time. So he says it's clear in Poskim that all the brachas mentioned in this entire parak are supposed to be B'Shem U'Malchus. Tosus at the very beginning of the parak on Dafan Dal Omer Aleph told us that everything we're going to have in this parak is supposed to be B'Shem U'Malchus. So why should this not be B'Shem U'Malchus? So says Rav Vadya, Lo Shemanu Me'olam, that anyone ever makes the bracha Mechay Mesim B'Shem U'Malchus, that anyone even makes this bracha, that Bizman is that they're mivarech this bracha. Why? So he says that in Ben Ishchai, in Parshas Ekev, he writes, Yitachin Sha'atam Shel Nagu Bracha Zu Mishum Shein Das Rebios Nochel Levarech Lei Mechay Mesim. Because people are offended when you make a bracha Mechay Mesim on them. You make a bracha Mechay Mesim, they're going to feel like, what, I was dead? You thought I was dead? So people don't like it. So you don't make the bracha because people are offended by the bracha. Other possible reasons could be that the assumption in the old days, if you didn't see someone in 12 months, is that he might actually be dead. You have no idea if he's alive or dead. There was no communication to know if he was alive. So when you see him alive after 12 months, you actually make the Mechaya Mesim. As opposed to nowadays, with communication being what it is, a simple phone call, an email goes out, and you would know if a person died. So you didn't suspect that the person was dead. So maybe there would be no bracha of Mechaya. Chaim Mason. But I think that people do make the bracha Shechianu without Shema Malchus, at least the Shechianu without Shema Malchus when they see a friend, because probably they're not sure how to define what Chavero is. How much Simcha do you have to have when you see the person to define when you would make the bracha, when you would not make the bracha? So now it's become almost like an expression. You see a friend you haven't seen, and like, oh, Shechianu v'kimanu v'kimanu l'zman hazeh. You know, but you don't say it with the Shema Malchus. Amrav, Eina Meis Mishtakech Min Alev Alachar Shnei Masar Chodesh. A mace is only forgotten from the heart after 12 months. It doesn't mean you forget them from the mind, meaning no one forgets the mace. It means the pain of the loss dissipates a little bit after 12 months. So that happens dafka after 12 months. That's why we make a bracha mechayim mesim after 12 months, because that's why we're mentioning this halacha over here. Chassam Sofer, Neven Ezra, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yates, says this halacha lemaisa. He says, we see that shichcha happens after 12 months. So there's a big discussion in Rishonim. We have a mitzvah, Zechiras Amalek, the opposite of Shichcha. We have to remember Amalek. How often do you have to remember Amalek? So should it be every day to remember Amalek? So says the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva, once every 12 months. Pamachas Peshana. Why? Because in the Maram Shik, in Mitzvah Taf Reish Hei, Talmud Chassam Sofer, he says, therefore, if you have a leap year where it's going to be 13 months in between reading Parshas Zachar from one year to the next, you have to have Kavanah during Parshas Kiseitze to be Yotzei Parshas Zachar, because otherwise you're going to go 13 months, you're going to go more than 12 months without reading Parshas Zachar. So yeah, and it's 12 months that Mason Nishtakech Min Aleiv. In the Gilyon Yashas, Rav Yosef Engel writes, no, 12 months is Lav Dafka. It means Mishana Lashana. So you go from one year to the next year to read Parshas Zachar. That's good enough. You don't need to have special Kavana in the summertime when you read Parshas Kisetze to have in mind for Parshas Zachar. So this is also the source Rabbi Kivega writes in Shulchan Aruch. I think Rav Shachter writes in the introduction to Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, there are many that have the minhag that they only put up a matzeva after 12 months. And this comes from that, because the matzeva is a zikaron, it's a maskeres for the person, but you don't need a maskeres till there's shichcha, and there's only shichcha l'achar yibes chodesh. So Shneim Rishkachti Kimeis Milev Hayisi Kichli Oved. Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua, Avuka Azli Borch. Rav Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua were going on the road. Pagabe Rav Chanina Breid Ravika. They met up with Rav Chanina Breid Ravika. Amalei Badi Tchazin Chabrich and Alachtarti. Now that we get to see, we'll make two brachas. Baruch Hashem Chalak Michachmasa Liyareyav, because he was a chacha me Yisrael. And the Shachiyana, we haven't seen you. So Amalu Ananami Kim Tchazat Chinchu Chashav Tinchu Ilavai Keshisin Ribon Beis Yisrael Ubrich and Alaychu Tlasa. He says, you guys, I view you as so chashuv that you're the equivalent of 600,000 Jews, and therefore I'm going to make three brachas on you. Hanach Tarti, the two that you made on me, u'baruch hachem arazim, and also make a bracha of baruch hachem arazim. So the Torah writes that b'zman hazeh there's no chacham that's right for this bracha, that we don't make a baruch hachem arazim anymore. Amalei chachimas kulei hai. So he said, you're such a chacham, yavi be'enayu v'shachiv. So they gave an eye and heart to him, and he died. Amar b'shom levi, haroas haba'akonim, someone sees spotted people. Omer Baruch Mashana Brios. Someone has a very unusual look. So you make a Baruch Mashana, Baruch Mashana Brios. Probably not so polite to make it out loud. Mesvi, Ras HaKushi. But don't we learn if you see a Kushi, Ves HaGich, or someone who has red skin, Ves HaLavkan, someone who's an albino, Ves HaKefes, someone who's obese and his body is misshapen, Ves HaNanas, someone who's a midget, Ves HaDarnikus, a person who has warts all over his body, Omer Baruch Mashana Sabrios. That's when you make the Mashana Sabrios. But Ves HaKiteya, someone whose limbs are cut off, Vesasuma, someone who's blind, Vespsuya Rosh, Vesachiger, Vesamukashkin, Vesabakan, and people have all these other physical deformities. Omer Baruch Dayina MS, then the bracha is Dayina MS, the bracha is not Mishana Brios. So how could you say that you make for spotted people that you make a Mishana Brios? We just said that no, it's Dayina MS. Lo Kasha, Hameimo Habasu Disel. It depends if he was born that way. If he was born that way, then it's Mishana Brios. If he wasn't born that way, it's a condition that happened later on, then you make a Dayana MS. And Dekanami Dekatani Dumi Dekitea Shmamina. The raya that the case of the Dayana MS is only when it happens later on in life is that we put it together with someone who had his limbs cut off. That obviously happened later on in life. Tana Rabbana Haro Peel Kof Ukfof. If someone sees an elephant, a monkey, or an owl, Omer Baruch Mashana Sabrios. Ro Brios Tovos Vilanus Tovos Omer Baruch Shekach Loba Alamo. If he sees Brios Tovos and Ilanus Tovos, sees nice trees, nice things, so you should make a bracha Baruch Shekach Loba Alamo. So then the Gemara finally gets back to Al Hazikin. We said in the Mishnah that you make a bracha on Zikin. What are Zikin? So we said a shooting star. Amr Shmuel Kochva de Shavit. We call it a shooting star, the Kochav of Shavit. Amr Shmuel Nehirin Lishvili de Shemaya Kishvili de Narda. Shmuel says that the pathways of Shemayim are lit up for me, are clear, as clear to me as the pathways of Narda, meaning I'm so familiar with what goes on up in Shemayim, it's like my hometown. Labar mikochva deshavet lo yadana mayniyu. Except for this kochva deshavet that we're talking about, I have no idea what that kochva deshavet is. Ugemiri delo avri kisla, and we have a tradition that it doesn't pass through kisla, the avri kisla charvalna, and if this kochva deshavet were to pass through kisla, the whole world would be destroyed. So frankly, maravaka chazin and davar, we see that it does pass through. Ziveyu davar mischazik davar ihu. No, it's only its shine that passes through, its glow that passes through kisla, and it looks like it passes through, but it doesn't, because if it did, then the whole world would be destroyed. We don't know what any of this stuff means, but something about what goes on up in Shemayim. We'll stop there, I guess, right in the middle, in the last skinny line. Okay. I don't know.